With today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila.
President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah delivered her maiden speech at the 80th UN General Assembly. She spoke about Namibia's development agenda, global peace, and Africa's demand for UN reforms.
We are meeting against a backdrop of profound global tension. The world is fractured by conflict, displacement, and economic instabilities, straining multilateral cooperation, and a serious issue for us to reach consensus. A global liquidity crisis threatens to plug millions of people into poverty and insecurity. For Namibia, those crises are real.
Separately, Kenyan President William Ruto told the UN General Assembly that excluding Africa from permanent Security Council membership is unfair and undermines the United Nations' credibility.
You cannot claim to be the United Nations while disregarding the voice of 54 nations. It is not possible. Africa is no longer willing to wait on the margins of global governance while decisions about peace, security, and development are made without our understanding, without our perspectives, and without our voice. Africa's exclusion is not only unacceptable, unfair, and grossly unjust. It also undermines the very credibility of the United Nations.
Lesotho's trade minister said on Wednesday that the United States plans to extend the African Growth and Opportunity Act, which gives the continent preferential access to U.S. markets, by a year after returning from a visit to Washington. Reuters reports that Minister of Trade, Industry and Business Development, Moketi Shelile, who led the delegation, told a news conference late Wednesday that they met U.S. officials responsible for AGOA on the House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Finance Committee. In unrelated news, billionaire Elon Musk's father, Errol Musk, has been accused of 3 decades of sexual abuse against at least 5 of his children and stepchildren. According to a New York Times investigation, the allegations dating back to 1993 in South Africa and California include abuse of victims as young as 4. Despite multiple police investigations, no charges were filed. The 79-year-old denied the claims, calling them false. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.